Now here's a story about a train schedule, Babe Ruth, and a timely base hit.
We were playing in Chicago at one time, playing the Chicago White Sox, and Herb Pennock was hooked up in a pitcher's battle with a little fellow, a very excellent little pitcher named Mike Zabengras, and he was a left-hander. And the game continued onward, and it got now to the progressed now to about the 12th inning. And we were supposed to catch a train, I think, at 6:30 back to New York City. And we were to catch it out of the 55th Street station in Chicago, and it looked now as though we were going to miss the train, which was almost a calamity insofar as that was concerned, because we were booked to play, I believe, a game in the... I think we were supposed to play in the Yankee Stadium the next day. I really forget. But at any rate, Mark Roth, who was our traveling secretary, came down to the bench in about the 12th inning to speak to Miller Huggins, our manager, and he said, "Gee whiz, Miller," he said, "you know, if we don't get this game over, we're going to miss that train." And Babe, he's the first man at bat. He's just about to reach into the bat rack to pick up a bat. He said, "What'd you say, Mark?" And Mark says, "We don't get this ball game over, we're going to miss that train." Babe says, "I'll take care of that." And Babe went up to the plate, and the second ball that Mike Zabengras pitched, Babe hit it up on the roof of the right field pavilion in Chicago. And as he got back to the bench, he says, "Mark, you think you'll catch the train?" Well, all Pennock had to do was hold him the last half of the ninth inning. And we caught the train.